Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
What makes an airport great? Well, it wasn't too long ago that President Joe Biden said this about LaGuardia and Queens.
If I took you in blindfold and you took you to the LaGuardia Airport in New York, you must think I must be in some third world country.
What? That was mean. But for a long time, LaGuardia was considered the worst airport in America.
Certainly one of them,
Yep. And then there was a $8 billion renovation. And this past year, there was big news.
I am really pleased to announce that LaGuardia Airport was rated at the top of its class.
That's true. Everything has changed.
I'm not sure what the class is or whatever it is, but I mean, I've heard
service, it's the airport service quality. So they do a poll of like a bunch of.
But in its class? I mean, that must be the amount of people that go through it or whatever.
It's true. So it's between 25 million and 40 million people a year is its class. So this is not as big as like the national airports like O'Hare or JFK, but it's like the step
Atlanta.
Down from it. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, listen, I heard it's vastly improved. I've talked to some friends that have flown through there. I'm flying through there in 10 weeks just about right now. So I'll see what it's about for myself, but I have avoided that airport like the plague for many years.
They've created this rain area. It's like it's almost like the Bellagio is the way I can do it, where like the rain comes from the sky.
Yeah.
It makes pictures and things.
Rain typically does come from the sky.
Well, it comes. Well, but you're inside and it's shaped. And
right.
I sit my 5-year-old there and I have her eat her breakfast and I just stare at it and I'm like, I can't believe that we're at LaGuardia right now.
Yeah.
But I think there's certain things about certain airports if you travel a lot that you really like.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was trying to figure out. What airport is cool?
What airport do you like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was cool that Las Vegas had slot machines in their airport.
Yeah, it is very cool that they have slot machines. They're also one of the only two airports, I believe, in the country that has a smoking area.
Oh, really?
They have a slot machine room that you can smoke in. The other one being Miami, you can smoke at the TGI Fridays. They have a bar inside the airport that you can smoke at. Other than that, you have to leave an airport to smoke, and then you have to come back in and go through security again if you're flying through. So if you have a layover or something like that and you're a smoker, you learn to know where these airports are and where they have them.
I feel like, you know, here in America, we just want our airports for the most part to be clean and like have our planes land and take off at the right time.
The high percentages.
Yeah,
that's what people want.
But if you look like internationally, they want to show off. Like they want to say like, you come to this country, we got cool things. Like in Hong Kong, they have a virtual golf course there.
That's cool.
I thought that was pretty crazy.
Top Golf is very big.
Yeah, they also have a IMAX theater there. And I'm like, well, who goes to the airport and is like, let me just take in a quick movie.
Right.
But I guess.
You know, listen, if you have a layover that's a few hours long, I guess why not?
Munich has an ice rink. You can go ice skating. Imagine you get delayed and you just like turn to the kids. You're like, all right, well, we're going to go ice skating now, guys.
Yeah, okay.
Qatar has a 25-meter lap pool. Like, what?
What? Who's at that? You know, I always loved the fact that Charlotte had a piano. I thought that was nice, but can't swim in a piano. I'm sorry.
Oh, what was the airport that you went to that had something really unique and you thought was awesome? 1-800-330-9999. 5 years ago, LaGuardia was rated the worst airport in America. They had an $8 billion renovation, and just out this week, it's now the number one airport in its size across the country.
That's really something, right? Quite a jump there. I'm thinking international airports for myself. I liked Jamaica Montego Bay, not because the airport was nice, but because it was deserted and it was 2 seconds from my hotel. Like we pulled out, went over a roundabout, pulled into the hotel. It was fantastic.
Heathrow Airport has all the high-end luxury designers.
I haven't been there.
And they are cheap. Like, I remember thinking, like, there was, like, Gucci and Prada that was, like, half-price deals. And I was like, this is crazy.
That seems fake.
I'm looking at our text line at 1-800-330-9999. Best airport. Malia.
In the San Francisco airport, they actually have a yoga studio and a meditation room.
That is cool.
That's pretty nice.
But does anybody go there just for class? Like on a Tuesday at 9 o'clock, that's their regular meditation yoga room?
They probably hire people to go in there and act like they do.
I don't know if there's classes or if it's just like a bring your own mat and do your own thing type of situation. Yeah. But I walked by and I thought it was pretty cool.
I bet the people that work in the airport. Why wouldn't they? I mean, it's like having daycare downstairs at your job, right? Like, I mean, it's no different. If we had a yoga studio, how many people from here would go downstairs and do yoga?
Probably nobody, but still.
But they would think about it. They talk about it. They do it at least once, right? And then they never go back.
We would talk about it all the time.
Yes.
We'd always be like, next week. Next week we're going to go.
Wednesday. Yeah. Totally. Wednesday. Yep. Nope.
Garrett, coolest airport feature you've ever seen.
I mean, I'm just going to say the whole entirety of the airport in Seoul, Korea just blew my mind. I was there a couple of months ago, and it's like everything is washed in this beautiful brightness, and it feels like you're in some sort of, like, I don't know, ad for a high-end store. I mean, there's everything. There's great stores. There's like, things to look at. There's indoor parks. Yeah. That was the thing. The indoor parks. I mean, we're talking, like, 30-foot-tall trees just inside an airport. And the bathrooms talk to you.
Yeah.
It's wild. I just want to live in that airport.
My buddy just flew through there and he said the exact same thing.
Really?
He said there's like a sheen to everything that they do at that airport. Ooh. It's like being on another planet. It's like seeing a movie of the future or something like that.
And the food, man. The food is wild. Yeah. It's so good.
If that's not the top rated one in the world, I think it's one of the top three. There's one like in Singapore or somewhere else. It's supposed to be amazing too, but... Yeah, it's supposed to be gorgeous.
It has excellent reviews.
yeah, hard to top that one. And that's great because if you're coming from this side of the world, you're getting off a 14-hour flight, right?
True.
So that's what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
You need a whole new, you know, refresh.
Sean, how about you? Like, coolest airport feature you've ever seen?
I went to the Changi Airport in Singapore, which has the world's tallest indoor waterfall.
Wow. That's something. Yeah. All those airports on the other side of the world, Anna, they just do it better.
Everybody said that it's great.
Yeah.
I guess because I haven't been to a lot of, like, the other airports outside of our country.
Right.
You know, because the ones I've gone to, like, in, like, the Bahamas and Dominican Republic, not that exciting.
One I went to in one island in the Bahamas was smaller than this studio.
Yeah, I believe it.
was crazy. And there was a guy there with a drone, and he may still be in prison. They were very confused by this drone. Very upset about it. Largest waterfall, huh? They got anybody diving off that thing or what?
Not that I know of. It's surrounded by this massive garden and butterfly exhibit.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.